It's unclear exactly which of the 11 overrides will be taken up, and it's likely only the ones that are certain to pass will come to the floor. With only 9 Democrats in the 33-member Senate, Minority Leader Kenny Yuko of Richmond Heights knows his caucus doesn't have enough votes to stop anything. So he says he's just waiting to see what comes up on the agenda.
This is anybody's guess. As we know, this isn't just a one-shot deal. The House gave us 11 overrides, but that doesn't mean it stops there.
But Democrats don't disagree with all the overrides. Several have supported overriding Kasich's rejection of a plan to raise taxes on Medicaid-managed care organizations. Transit authorities have said they raise $200 million a year through piggyback taxes on that MCO tax. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.